You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. I am talking water pollution solutions to you this week, and we'll hear from two ways people are striving to make a difference. This is in the home and on the farm. First up is Éireann Moran. He's the Regional Operational Manager for the North West Region with Uisce Éireann in terms of wastewater. Éireann was telling me about the Think Before You Flush campaign, and the message was very simple. Follow the three P's.
Yeah, look, I suppose we're asking that, you know, that only the three P's are flushed down the toilet, and that's pee, poo and paper, and that a bin is placed in bathrooms for all other items, you know, it's supposed about changing people's behaviour in relation to, you know, flushing items down the toilet. And as you say, you know, items that shouldn't be disposed of, you know, include wet wipes, cotton buds, nappies, dental floss and facial wipes. And some of these, I suppose, are sold as flushable, but like even so, they're not suitable for flushing down the toilet because they cause issues on the wastewater network. They cause blockages. These items, along with other things such as fat soils and grease, congeal in the network and cause blockages. And, you know, this results in overflows, and these overflows ultimately end up in our rivers or in our or on our coast, you know. So that, you know, these items will end up there. And, you know, I know they do say that they're flushable, but in reality, you know, they still cause blockages, and they cause quite a considerable amount of blockages. And I suppose in Uisce Éireann, we're dealing with in the order of about 10,000 blockages a year in our wastewater network. And the majority of these are caused by these items being flushed down the toilet.
Éireann also told me about some shocking figures that came off the back of a survey that they had done in conjunction with this campaign.
As a recent survey we had carried out has revealed that there's an increase in the disposal of wipes and other sanitary products and down the toilet. Our survey revealed that approximately one in four people are regularly flushing the wrong type of things down the toilet. But a point to note there as well is that this rises to 40% or almost two in four when we look at the under 35 age group that are flushing these items down the toilet.
Another element of water pollution is agricultural runoff. Donegal Seaweed carries sustainability at the centre of their business, and I wanted to learn more.
So our product base is organic fertiliser, which we make from liquid seaweed, which we harvest here locally on the coast of Donegal. We harvest sustainably, because if you don't harvest sustainably in terms of the seaweed, then you don't leave enough regrowth for following years. Our product is organically certified by the IOA, so that means there is no chemicals in our product.
When I was talking to Geraldine, I did have a thought, which was, if this comes from the sea, will it not upset the balance which belongs in rivers whenever it is organic?
Well, not necessarily, which shouldn't do, because our product doesn't have any chemicals in it. So there isn't the harmful effect on rivers. When we have our organic audit here, a lot of the audit is based on when IOA come out to certify us, they will certify the ingredients that's in our product annually, so it shouldn't have any effect.
And you were saying that you incorporate local businesses into here.
Yeah, we try and use local services as much as possible, because that's what keeps the bioeconomy and the circular economy going, is supporting local businesses. And we also sell some of our product to local businesses. We also donate some of our product to local charities. So it helps everyone. So I always say that us as a business, we're always trying to work with everybody else in the environment and the circular economy. It's not just how do we profit. Of course, we have to make a profit, keeps the business going, but we also try and support and benefit other businesses and services in the area.
And there you have it. The key takeaway point this week is to explore your options. For the home life, when it comes to the toilet, we want only the three P's: pee, poo and paper. I had a look on the Think Before You Flush website, and among the top items that people put down the drain were hair, contact lenses, cotton buds and cigarette butts. And it really does go to show you that the tiniest action can create a bigger reaction, because these items are all very small in stature. So don't forget your 3 P's and put a bin in the bathroom so you've no reason to be flushing anything anywhere that it shouldn't be going. Bigger changes, like changing product for fertilizer for a farmer, is a bigger deal, of course, but it's just important. Be aware there's options that can be explored and have a look to see what you think of them. We'll have our links and tips and resources in relation to all things water pollution available on our social media, highlandradio.com and ourstoprotect.ie. Thank you to Geraldine and to Irla for speaking to me this week, to Anya and Kevin for their help with social media and production, and to you at home for listening, and happy Halloween. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.